I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. Thank you so much for being here. We are happy to have you. And it's going to be a great, great show today. Our weekly winning word that we're going to be discussing is honor. And I have my awesome friend and, of course, our one of our business members of I've Decided and an amazing resource for you. Cindy Bird is here with me.
Hi, Kim. Thanks so much for inviting me to be here today.
Oh, Cindy, you're my favorite. I always love. Don't tell anybody, but you are.
I won't. I promise. Thanks.
I always love having you here. And we all have mentors. We all have people that inspire us and encourage us. And for me, you are one of those people. So I truly mean that. I've been able over the years to learn so much from you. I had the privilege to sit in some of the classes that you teach, and obviously as a student, and just really been and learn. And we're both speakers, so
yes.
Of course, being able to learn from you has just been a real blessing to me. And I'm super excited that we have the opportunity to talk today and how you can bless others and sharing your knowledge and wisdom with them as well as we dive into this topic of honor.
Honor. I love this topic today, and I'm so pleased and excited to be able to share, especially because of the unique spin that you're putting on it today, in that honor has a lot of different meanings, but the way we want to look at it today is honoring those things about you that are your talents and your skills and abilities, your experience, your life experience, your education, your knowledge, honoring that part of you, but then honoring others because you're sharing that with them. And yeah, I've been in business 17 years. I've been an educator for longer than that, both in the business world and at Robert Morris University here in Peoria. And I had a student, a former student, and one of our graduates tell me the other day, she said, you've just been such an awesome mentor, a little bit like what you just said, Kim. And I just can't imagine not having you as a resource. And I said, well, thank you so much. I mean, that's really wonderful to hear you say that. But I had some awesome educators and teachers and mentors in my life that helped me be where I am today. And it's about paying it forward. That's exactly what I said to her. I said, I'm just paying it forward because I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing if it hadn't been for those people.
That's right. So you're honoring them.
I'm honoring them.
And you're paying it forward. And then we can honor you. And then we pay it forward. And they can honor us. And that's how it works. And I do need to say, too, this past week we just had an 18th anniversary on September the 11th.
Yes.
I cannot believe it's been 18 years. I just got chills. So obviously we honor those people that we lost and their families who are still here, who lost their loved ones in such a tragedy. And so obviously honor has that meaning too, where we honor people and we honor those who fight for our country and we honor our grandparents or our parents, right? The Bible says, listen up, Kinsley and Katie. The Bible says, honor thy mother and father.
Well, and I think about the honor flight too.
Oh, yes.
You know, the honor, we just had another honor flight.
Debbie,
recently,
one of our business members, her husband was on the honor flight.
Yeah, and one of my good friends from Washington, her husband was on the honor this past honor flight, and she'd reached out and asked people who knew him to write letters because they get a mail call at the end when they come back to the airport. There's a mail call.
Oh,
and they get handed a bag of letters, thank you notes, and things that people have written for them. So I just love that they're honoring them in that way. So
that just gives me chills.
That word honor is
It's such
it's
a great
rich word.
It
yes.
is. Yes.
Yeah,
that's
it's rich
it. It
in
has
meaning.
Such yeah. rich meaning. And for us, though, at I've Decided, you know, it's all about helping you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. That's our purpose. We want to help you, and we want to make sure that you're successful. Our mission is your success. And I think that sometimes we start, when it comes to our dreams and our goals, especially, you know, the goals are a part of the dream, right? We have a dream,
yes.
and then we set the goals. But thinking on the dream, for those of us that are big dreamers, sometimes we start thinking, no, I can't do that. I can't even share that dream with someone because they might think, who are you to think you can do such a thing? And I think sometimes we stifle ourselves because we're not looking at it in the right way. Whereas if we honor that dream, because that dream usually sparks from our life's experience. It usually sparks from our own person, like what you said, Sandy, your own mm-hmm. No one can do what you do because no one has lived your life.
Right. I think there's such a uniqueness that you're honoring about yourself, and that dream probably comes from something that matters to you a lot, too. I know one of the drivers from why I started my business 17 years ago was that I had horrible customer service experiences. I had some negative experiences as an employee too. And I thought, you know, life's too short. We should be thinking and being more mindful about how we're showing up in this world and how we're treating other people and what kind of experiences are we creating for them. And that was really the driver. That was a message, if you will, that I had on my heart. And I thought, well, the best way to do that would be to become somebody who's out there sharing that message by having a business where I not only go speak about messages related to that, but also teach people how to communicate more positively and thoughtfully and how to be more mindful of the experiences they're creating for other people.
Yeah, so Image Potential.
Exactly.
I love that name. I mean, how to honor yourself, yeah, you know, your yeah. image, the potential of your image.
And image is an inside job is what I've written about in the past, because image, yes, we normally think of it as what people see on the outside of us, our external appearance and so forth, and certainly that is part of it. But I believe it's an inside job in that image stands for much more. It's your integrity. It's being mindful. It's your authenticity. It stands for growth. You know, how much are you learning and growing as an individual? And the E stands for enlightenment. In other words, are you going through life a little delusional about who you are and how you're showing up? Or have you taken that introspective path to take a good look in the mirror and know yourself, be aware, and to show up perhaps a little differently next time?
And what a great way to honor. I love it. We're going to keep talking about this when we get back. Stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I hope you're having a great start to your Sunday morning. I know I am here with my guest, Cindy Bird. She's the owner and founder of Image Potential. And image and potential. I love the word potential for sure. And when we think about our image, it is so important. I think a lot of us don't realize how important it is, but it is so very important, especially when it comes to success and achieving your goals. But when we apply it to the word honor, that's what we're kind of talking about today, Cindy. Our weekly winning word is honor. And the definition of honor, it's a real short, sweet one we have in our success planner this week, but it's regard with great respect.
I love that.
Isn't that so cool? Regard with great respect. And so we should regard our image with great respect. We should regard our potential with great respect. And that's honoring.
Yeah, I love what you just said. Honor our potential with great respect, because it was one of the reasons why I wanted that word to be a part of my business and to have a big focus, because I know each one of us has the potential within us to be whatever we want to be, to use our life in the way that honors who we are, honors other people, honors the things we should be focusing our honor on, and that we have the potential to also grow and learn more beyond. I mean, that's what potential is to me, is that it's ongoing. It's not like you reach someplace and you're there.
Not till the end.
No, not till the end. You know,
one you of, should never you feel know, like you've arrived. Part of, I don't know no. ever want to have that feeling, because I might get a little scared.
No, I think it was George Bernard Shaw, and I'm going to paraphrase one of his quotes, was, I want to be used up.
Right.
Oh, you know,
honor
I just
your life
wanna
by
be,
doing
yeah,
that.
I don't want to stop. I want to be used up and share with people. So, yeah, it is about honoring that. And when I talk with people about their personal brand, and I coach people on their personal brand, I encourage them to honor who they are by looking back at their life story, because that is what has shaped them into their unique authenticity. Because like you said earlier, I mean, my story is my story, your story, Kim, is your story, and everybody has their own story that has shaped their values, their beliefs, what matters to them, what they're passionate about. And that becomes who you are. And if I have talked to a lot of people, though, it's hard to believe, who either have pushed something aside that happened to them along the way, and maybe, you know, it's hard. We all have ugly stuff that's right. happened to us, right, in right. our lives, and either through our own choices and decisions or things that are out of our control that have come along in our lives. But oftentimes people don't see the connection. They don't see that because they had that influence in the past, that it has brought them to where they are today. And it's showing up in their, either in their current behaviors and actions and how they communicate, or it's not showing up. And why? I tell people to imagine that their life is a house, and each part of their life is a room. Could they knock down the walls and show up as the same person in every room? And a lot of people go, well, no, I can't show up that way. I can't, you know, at home I'm cussing at the dog and I'm in my yoga pants. I can't show up that way at work. And I say, well, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, honoring who you are is being a person of integrity who has deeply held values and beliefs. They go with you everywhere. And if they're not, then, you know, take a better look at yourself, you know.
And maybe. How can you make that better?
Yeah. How can you make that better?
Yeah,
you
know? And I keep coming back to honoring the stories.
Yes.
And because I think about this Tuesday, in just a couple of days, Tuesday, 5:30 to 7:30 you are starting a program called Take the Stage.
Yes.
And I can't think of a better way for people to honor their story. As we were talking before we started recording, we were sharing about that, you know, those things that happen to us in our lives that aren't so good. For me, I know that I wrote this down because I didn't want to forget. It makes your life make sense when you
yes.
can take some of those things that you've had to endure, if you will,
right.
in your life from the time you were born and can remember until now, and you can figure out how you can utilize that information and put it together so that you can help other people.
Yes. There's so much of the richness of our growth and our own learning comes from those challenging experiences, often more than other experiences. And when you have something that literally changes your life in a positive way, then honoring that, you know, yes, it might have been something negative that happened to you, or just something that was challenging, even. It doesn't have to be negative, it's just a challenge that you overcame. Honoring that by sharing it with other people, you learned from it, you grew from it. Now it's time to share that with other people. And that's what Take the Stage is going to provide you an opportunity to do. If you want to inspire other people by sharing your message and motivate them or set up a mindset to help them feel self-motivated to go make a change, to start doing something, to do something different, then Take the Stage is designed to do, help you do that, to be that inspirational, motivational speaker.
Yeah. You know, as you were sharing, I can't help but to think of Kurt, and yes, he's not here with us. We probably should have thought that through a little better. Wish he was here with us because he's got such a great story. And I mean, we have so many success stories that have come out of your two programs, Master Your Message and Take the Stage. But I think about Kurt, you yes know, and he was born with some obvious physical disabilities. He does not have a right arm, and he has a small portion of his left arm and a small portion of his left hand, and some issues with his legs as well. But he took your Master Message.
He took the stage last fall.
And what you just said is like, honor the story and take those things that you've endured and lived through, and if there's a positive spin on it. And what he's done is he's taken his life experience of living as a handicapped person, but then he said, no, I'm handicapable. There's been nothing in his life that he's wanted to do that he hasn't been able to figure out how to do, from shooting pool, golfing, fishing, driving,
skydiving.
There, the list goes on and on. Those are just a few of the things that he has been able to overcome. And so he has a message called Living Life to the Fullest as a Handy Capable Person.
And it is an awesome message. So proud of Kurt.
I know. And just stories like that. All right, we're going to share more about this when we come back. Everybody, welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. You are tuning in this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and we have an awesome guest with us here today, Cindy Bird, owner and founder of Image Potential. And Cindy is one of our awesome business members and resources. So thank you, Cindy, for being a part of I've Decided. So glad to have you.
Thank you. I am honored to be a part of I've Decided. It's a wonderful tribe, as we call it.
Yes, you know, it is. And so at this, I want to give a shout out to all of our business members. So, hey, everybody that are a part of I've Decided, thank you so much. We love having you as a resource. And I just want to make sure that all you guys listening know that it's because of our business members like Cindy, and we have like 60 of them out there. You can find them on the resource page at ivedecided.org. Those are your difference makers. Those are the businesses in your community who care about you, who care about your goals and dreams, and who want to give back and see the value in giving back to our community by helping people just like you achieve their goals and dreams. So got to give a shout out to them. And also, I want to just take opportunity to, if you haven't joined our community, if you're not getting your weekly winning resource and you're thinking, what are they talking about? Weekly winning word. Well, you can get started on that. All you have to do is join our community. This is your invitation to do that. We'd love to have you. You get amazing benefits, one of them being access to all three of our motivational leadership conferences every year. And of course, your weekly winning resource, among many, many other benefits. And we'd love to have you. So check that out at ivedecided.org when you're strolling around out on the internet. We'd love to meet you and have you join us out at the garden, which is our resource center. So we are talking today about our weekly winning word, honor. And just, you know, honoring, you mentioned something and we didn't really talk a lot about it. We kind of skimmed over it, but it stuck in my ear. Cindy, you said sometimes when you were sharing about honoring our stories and honoring who we are, and no one can be you and no one can be me. So we need to, you know, honor that. But you said sometimes we honor things that we don't need to honor. So, and I thought, ooh, now that's a touchy topic.
We have to be careful,
but it is something we need to talk about, because I think in this day and age, we are honoring things that we don't, that really I mean, sure, you can like it, but it doesn't necessarily isn't deserving of honor.
Well, especially when you think of the definition that you shared, which was about respect.
Regard with great respect.
And there are some things that we honor, you know, maybe out in the celebrity world, you know, or individuals who have become had that celebrity status given to them because of what they've done and lots of accolades. And we're not downplaying that at all. What we're really talking about is, where do you want to focus your energy? You know, and when if we're talking about honoring your life story and honoring others by sharing the best of you, and if you've been through something challenging or you just have a message that you're passionate about, honoring that with your energy, you know, honoring that message by focusing your energy on putting it into that message. And oftentimes we might already feel energetic about our message, but we're a little timid. We're a little anxious about the thought of getting up in front of an audience, you know, and I couldn't possibly be an inspirational or motivational speaker. But that's what Take the Stage is designed to help you with in more ways than one. It's identifying that message and why does that message matter uniquely to you and tying that together. Because when you have that authenticity around your message, your audience will sense that. Absolutely, they will pick up on that. Think about the inspirational people you listen to now or you pay attention to now. And maybe it is a celebrity, you know, but it's because there's something very authentic about them. They believe in their message. And so part of Take the Stage in the initial steps of the program is to have you explore that authenticity of your message and really hone in on what is that message, and then how can you put it in a framework so that it makes sense to your audience and that they walk away with something very tangible from that. We spend half the program on that part of it, and then the other half of the program is on your delivery skills, so helping you hone how to present yourself in front of that audience so that you don't have distractions. I call them fatal distractions. Those are things that you might have about how you deliver your message that are taking the audience's attention away from what you're saying, and they're watching you flip your hair instead, or some other nervous habit, or, you know, there are a lot of other things.
Or you might say, right? That's the thing I have to always overcome, because we all have something.
We do.
You know, mine is every time I'll say something, I'll go, you know, right?
When I first started teaching workshops out in the business world, I got some feedback. It was written feedback on an evaluation after a couple of programs. And more than one person pointed out to me that I tend to repeat myself. I tend to repeat myself. Those are little things that you don't pick up on unless you actually see yourself on tape. So we do videotaping with the Take the Stage program. So you get to see yourself. And that is a powerful, powerful tool.
It really is. I don't even like watching myself on video. I don't like listening to myself or watching myself. And I think that is the hardest part. If there's a hard part to the program, that's the toughest part. But I cannot tell you how it is the most important part. If you want to grow and you want to honor your story and honor your motivational or inspirational message that you have by being recorded and watching that back and being critiqued by the group, and in a good positive way. I mean, we're not, you know, it's a good critique. We all have to be critiqued to get better.
It's constructive.
It's constructive, and it's going to make you grow and get you better. But it really, truly is the one part of the program that I think has the biggest impact on growth.
Oh, I agree. It offers you the opportunity to reflect as well. And that's the other powerful piece, is when you see that, you have a chance to reflect over how you did and what can you do to improve.
Absolutely. And we want you to improve, and we want you to do this Take the Stage program so that you can honor. If you are I mean, if it's in your heart, if you are listening to this program and at any point in your life, you've had a little spark that said, you need to share this story. You have a message to tell. You can help so many people if you just put it out there, but you've been afraid or you haven't had a platform. You know, maybe you just haven't had a platform. God hasn't brought a platform to you, the timing. Well, here it is.
Absolutely.
If you're listening, this is your sign. Isn't there like a, here's your sign. It's time. It's time for you to honor your dream and what God has placed in your heart and join us. It's going to be a great time. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio with Cindy Bird. She's the founder and owner of Image Potential and happens to be one of our awesome resources through I've Decided and actually is the teacher and educator for two of our programs. One that's going to start this Tuesday. This Tuesday, the program starts 5:30 to 7:30. It is called Take the Stage. And it is for if you have been thinking about doing motivational, inspirational speaking, if there's been this little burning desire in your heart that you have a story to tell, a message that could help other people be better, this is for you. And we want you to get registered for this class. I cannot speak. I mean, it's just so good, you guys. It's so, so good. It will be the best investment you will make in yourself. And it is a great way for you to honor your life by sharing your story. And Cindy, you know, you might be thinking, well, how do I know if this is for me? What are the details? If I want to do it, what am I going to learn? So I'm going to pass the mic over to Cindy here in just a second and let her give you all those details. But I wanted to read this quote. It's okay. In our success planner and journal. Every week when you get your weekly winning resource, you have your weekly winning word. And of course, this week it's honor. And there's a weekly winning quote and a message that we share. And I just love this. It says, no person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. And that's a Calvin Coolidge quote. And that's what it's about. I think if we look at our stories in the wrong way, like the story, you know, I think sometimes I can get wrapped up in myself and all of a sudden my story is about me. And now I don't really feel comfortable sharing it because it's all about me. You know, mm-hmm. Well, that's don't look at it like that. We just need to redirect how we're looking at it because it doesn't feel good to honor yourself with that kind of honor, right? That's more of a, I don't know, maybe a selfish thing or but it's not the honor we're talking about. But when we look at it as my story is not about me, my story happened to me. But it's not about me by sharing it. It's about someone else by getting it out there. So we got to just kind of, and I think that's what you've been talking about this whole show, Cindy.
Yeah, absolutely, Kim. I love that perspective because it reminds me of what holds people back sometimes is because they are fearful. They're anxious. You know, the old saying that the second only to death is the fear of public speaking. But if you have that message that you want to share and you can honor both that in making an investment in yourself, but also making it about others. And that's what I tell people when we get to the part in the program about easing the anxiety that you feel about being in front of an audience and sharing your message is to say it's about them. It's not about you. So right. you remove that anxiety that you're feeling and you're giving that positive energy to the audience. So really, one of the biggest benefits that you're going to take away personally from this and in your growth and development is to become that more poised and engaging public speaker whose message inspires and moves an audience. That's really what your goal is. So we're going to emphasize how to prepare, how to devote a lot of time for that, how to enhance your stage presence, your delivery skills, and then how to use feedback, as we mentioned earlier, to learn and improve. But the benefits are that you're going to walk away with an actual message that you literally could take and present. In fact, you'll be part of a stage competition as a participant in Take the Stage on November 2nd. That's the how the program wraps up. And you literally will be sharing your message that day, getting judges' reactions. And you might be selected to speak on the main stage then at the February 1st, 2020 Kickoff Leadership and Motivational Conference.
Which I might add you would be paid for.
Yeah, nice.
There so is your a $250 stipend. We pay all of our speakers $250, and we always use local speakers. That's just one of the guidelines that I shifted to a few years ago, that we want to keep everything local. We have so much talent in this town, and we, you know, this is what this program is about, finding the hidden talent.
Yes.
So we have talent that is known. We have lots of amazing public speakers in our community. But what we want to find, we want to find that hidden talent. We want to find people like you that are listening and you haven't shared your message yet, but you got something great to share. And we want to take your dream and goal of doing that and turn you into, give you a platform to share.
Yes, and the investment is well worth the time that you will put into this. There are four sessions. We kick off on Tuesday, September the 17th, 5:30 to 7:30. We'll meet again on October the 1st. And why is there a gap? It doesn't meet back-to-back because you'll have some assignments, some homework in between that you'll go off and actually start creating your message. And then you'll get critique from me about that. And when you come back on October the 1st, then we'll take a look at delivery skills, some other tools to engage the audience, and we'll get right into talking about rehearsal and practice tips, and also a lot of great tips I share on how to ease that anxiety if you're worried about that. We have another break then where you can go off and spend really quality time creating your practice presentation. We meet again then on October the 15th. And where we'll actually do the videotaping and playback, and you'll get critiqued. And then we have another opportunity then for feedback from me in between, and come back on October the 22nd for the final round of videotaping. So four sessions, that's an investment that is well worth your time. That message that you want to honor and that you want to share, this is the program that will help you do that. Take the Stage.
Absolutely. And guys, it's $349. And if you look up a program like this online, which I have done some research, you're going to spend $1,200 or more. And this is doing something with someone online. This isn't local here in the community, one-on-one in person, where you can communicate with your teacher in person. And Cindy, you just take so much time with the people who participate in this. And so the value is really unbelievable. And then, of course, if you win, you're going to get $250 of that right back immediately.
Exactly.
But, you know, the beauty of it is we've had about 13 or 14 people go through this program, and I haven't had one of them say, I wish I hadn't spent that money. I wish I hadn't done it. Every single one of them said, it's the best thing I've ever done. It's the best thing I've ever done. Most of them have reaped that money back by speaking engagements.
Yes, we've had some awesome success stories.
Yeah. So, all right, ivedecided.org. That's where you're going to get registered. I would look forward to seeing you there. Have a great day today, guys. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?